USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rescue workers continued to search eastern Kentucky on Sunday as the death count from floods ravaging the region rose to 28. Governor Andy Beshear.
With the level of water, we're going to be finding bodies for weeks.
Due to horrible financial conditions at Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reported laying the groundwork for mass layoffs. Zuckerberg is expected to identify employee performance as the reasoning behind the layoffs. Critics have accused Facebook of going woke by using left-wing fact-checkers to censor conservative voices on the platform. An irresponsible Chinese government allowed a booster rocket to fall from orbit and make an uncontrolled return to Earth Saturday. Good news for humans, bad news for some sea creatures. It slammed into the Sulu Sea, about 35 miles off the coast of the Philippines' Palawan Island. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.